never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright and screenwriter Lynn Nottage. Her work has been seen frequently in Baltimore at Center Stage and at the Everyman Theater, as well as in theaters around the globe. Just last month, Everyman did an acclaimed production of Ruined, which won Lynn Nottage the Pulitzer Prize in 2009. She joins me on the phone from New York. Thanks for your time.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So there's no big surprise in this little segment. What are you reading?
I'm reading a really wonderful book called Hellhound on His Trail by Hampton Sides. It's a book about the stalking of Martin Luther King and then the hunt for James Earl Ray.
Oh, so it timely with the Selma, the movie, you know, making such a splash this time. This is a nonfiction book, and Hampton Sides, is his background as a journalist or as a historian? What can you tell us about him?
I believe he's a journalist. I know that he's written a great deal for National Geographic, and he recently wrote a wonderful book called In the Kingdom of Ice, which is about a polar expedition.
Do you learn a lot of new things about this? You know, James Earl Ray, obviously a very celebrated case, and, you know, people have been studying Dr. King's life and James Earl Ray for quite a while. Do you learn a lot of new things in this book?
I believe, for me, a lot of the book was a revelation. I know a great deal about Martin Luther King's life, and the book tells the parallel stories of Martin Luther King, as well as the story of James Earl Ray in that year leading up to King's death. But what I didn't know was sort of the day-to-day life of James Earl Ray, and it really, really meticulously follows his life from when he breaks out in prison to the moment when he's captured in England for the assassination of Martin Luther King. So I think that people, by and large, know the story. They know the outcome. That's not a surprise at all. But I think that they will find the details interesting. I found the book still to be incredibly suspenseful, incredibly harrowing, and thoroughly engrossing, even though I knew what was going to happen at the end.
Yeah, and that's a real credit to the author, isn't it? Even if it's a story
incredible.
That you know, yeah, you know how it ends, but you're still engrossed along the way. That's great. Well, Lynn Nottage, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and thanks very much.
Thank you.
The internationally acclaimed playwright Lynn Nottage, she recommends Hellhound on His Trail, a nonfiction book by Hampton Sides. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the last Friday of the month during All Things Considered and online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.